Treatment options for opioid use disorder in Pennsylvania jails and prisons are improving. That's according to the Pennsylvania Institutional Law Project. But people who are incarcerated still face challenges in getting addiction treatment. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports, the nonprofit Legal Aid has launched a new storytelling series to focus on remaining gaps in care.
I ended up getting addicted to opiates because I got into a motorcycle accident where I hit a deer on a motorcycle and I got prescribed Percocets.
That voice belongs to a man named Chase, identified by his first name only to protect his privacy. He's currently in a Pennsylvania state prison and trying to manage opioid use disorder while inside. Chase briefly had access to the medication buprenorphine while he was in county jail, but state prison restricts the medication to people who've already been taking it for a longer time, so Chase was cut off from treatment.
You feel like you're forgot about, and like no matter what you do or how hard you fight, you'll never win.
These testimonials premiered at a recent Pennsylvania Institutional Law Project event in Philly. Producer and journalist Ariel Goodman says they showed the true toll of opioid use disorder in prison.
It's a human story of profound injustice. You know, these stories are ultimately fragments of a full story that actually we will never know. Because they are stories of people who are locked away.
The Let Us Live storytelling series features people currently and formerly incarcerated, all fighting for better treatment in prisons. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.